And finally, the expression you used, too easy to pick up the gun first, is a very striking one. Has that happened in the past, do you think?
I think we've come at a time where the weapons are so lethal, they're so precise. Some of them are remote, and for me, having fought and been associated with these wars for well over a decade, I just worry about the ease with which leaders can make the decision to use military force and not have it be put inside the construct of a plan and a strategy and an outcome that not just a leader, but a group of countries, a group of leaders are committed to. I just talked about Syria, and obviously Assad is a big part of this, and it's my view that the issue of Assad could be dealt with once the fighting is stopped, once we're committed to no more killing and returning the Syrian people to their country from the refugee camps. Oftentimes there can be just too much focus on Assad early, which I think can distract what we're really trying to get done here. So with the onset of drones, with the onset of long-range, very lethal weapons, again, I think it's just too easy to pick up the gun and pull the trigger and hope that the outcome is what you're seeking. And we've just seen that not to be the case. We've pulled the trigger and we've ended up in places for years where we thought we'd be there months. To me, as we move forward, and part of the lessons is we have to make sure that in our engagements in the future, and sadly I think there will be, the world's a pretty tough place right now, that we're very careful about understanding as best we can where we're headed, how we're going to get there, and how long it's going to take. We won't know that perfectly, but I think we can do a better job understanding it based on the lessons that certainly we've learned in the last dozen years.
Admiral Mike Mullen.